Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Roman Catholic faithful have begun visiting the tome of Pope Francis. CBS's Bradley Blackburn hears from Vatican expert Frank Rocca on what's next.
Preparations are now underway for the conclave that will choose the next pope and the direction of the Catholic Church.
Certainly every conclave is a referendum on continuity or change. Francis at this moment is on the political losing side. The causes that he espoused, defense of advocacy for migrants, care for the environment, for the poor, these sorts of things are not fashionable right now.
The conclave is likely to begin next week.
President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky met privately in Rome, with Zelensky saying,
"So it's about how to bring peace closer, and we want to continue such meetings."
Police in Canada say a car struck revelers at a street festival, killing at least 9 people and injuring an unknown number of others. They do not believe it's terrorism. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Experts say Milwaukee's lead pipe problems are an environmental justice issue. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
At least 3 Milwaukee schools have closed, and about a handful of students were exposed to unsafe levels of lead. As city officials continue to investigate, they are forced to do so without federal support that usually assists in crises like these. Tony Wilkin Gibbart with Midwest Environmental Advocates says Milwaukee was already facing a lead poisoning crisis.
Milwaukee has the highest rates of childhood lead poisoning of any community in the state. That problem is primarily driven by the fact that inner city Milwaukee has been historically subject to redlining, housing discrimination, and disinvestment.
Gibbart says inner city kids may be going from homes that have lead hazards to schools that have lead hazards. Poor families and children are disproportionately impacted. Lead paint was banned by the federal government in 1978, but the majority of buildings in Milwaukee were built before the ban. Wisconsin prohibits municipalities like Milwaukee from requiring rental inspections before occupancy, leading to poorly maintained units and potentially overlooked lead presence. Marty Kanarik, professor of epidemiology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says research now shows that no amount of lead is safe for children.
It slows their growth and development. It affects their learning and behavior. It even can affect their hearing and speech, lowers their IQ, decreases their ability to sit still, to pay attention. And unfortunately, these effects can be lifelong.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
That's a wrap on the NFL Draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the 3-day NFL Draft wrapped up last night. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst added 8 more players to the roster.
Felt really good about our football team coming into this draft. We did some things in free agency, and draft never falls exactly how you think it's going to fall. But and I think we were able to add, particularly these 3 days, really good culture fits.
The NFL says over 600,000 fans attended Thursday through Saturday. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
That was an exciting draft, obviously one that we've never been a part of. I've never been to a draft, but I can't imagine any NFL draft being better than the one we hosted here.
Baseball, the Brewers struggling, losing 6-5 in St. Louis. Manager Pat Murphy holding a 30-minute team meeting. They've lost 4 in a row.
I obviously didn't play very well these 4 days. Uncharacteristic of us, and you know, we got cleaned up.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few scattered showers around the area today, partly sunny skies and a breezy south to southeast wind. Highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Shower chances tonight, lows in the mid and upper 40s. On Monday, severe weather chances, highs in the lower 70s. It's 42 at our studios.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Civic Media. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
The music of the stars back on the air. Good morning. A birthday today to celebrate. And the great talents of a young lady from Laughlin. We lost her all too soon, Judy Kern. Judy Kern, born on this day. Here's an appearance of Judy on the Ed Sullivan television program.
Who's kissing him now? I wonder who's teaching him how? I wonder who's looking into his eyes? Breathing sighs, telling lies. Yes, I wonder who's sipping the wine from the sweet lips that I used to call mine. I wonder if he ever tells her. And I wonder who's loving him now. Yes, I wonder who's sipping the wine from the sweet lips that I used to call mine. I wonder if he tells her of me, and I wonder who's loving him now, and I wonder who's kissing him now.
It's suck it to me time.
Some sad news to report. Judy Carney from the classic 60s TV show Laugh-In has died of pneumonia.
I get it all now. It was all just a trap, wasn't it?
Carney and Goldie Hawn each got their big break on the show. Carney was also briefly married to Burt Reynolds. She was 76.
Is it fun? When the fellas start arriving, it's a question of surviving, and the only thing a girl can do is run.
Here's Judy Carn.
I had a friend I could trust. He went into the park and got busted, doing the ring around a rosy rag. Went in the park late at night, and he put a lot of people over 80 uptight. He was doing the ring around a rosy rag.
Warm day.
big hit for Rosie. Music of the Star. Joe Stafford.
Of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are.
Joe Stafford. And Jerome Kern wrote that. The Music of the Stars from Broadway. The year 1939. The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Never can be at ease when I meet him.
Jerome Kern, Rebecca Lauer there in the Emerald Spotlight.
Oh, you're so nice. Thank you very much.
Mel Torme.
Producer, writer, composer, and actor.
Wait a minute. Wait. What about for a singer?
Oh, for a singer, you sing even better than a producer, writer, composer, actor.
Thank you, I think.
You know, Mel, it's just amazing all the things you are.
It's kind of amazing, Peg, that you would say that at that particular time.
Are you ready to join us?
I certainly are.
Mel with the Lennon Sister.
For a producer, writer, composer, actor.
Jerome Kern. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. With Mel Torme, I'm looking for songs about May. There are plenty, but how about Billy May? We'll be right back. by the big band of Billy May. Francis Albert Sinatra.
You're driving me crazy. What did I do? Whatever did I do? My tears for you, they make everything hazy. Cloud in the sky that used to be blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you are driving me crazy. What did I do? Did I do to you? Cheer me, believe me, they knew. But you were the kind who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Yes, you, baby, you're driving me crazy. What did I do? Tell me, what did I do? Please, what did I do?
Creed Taylor, always up for a good time. Patsy Cline.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling. Oh, London. What in the world did I do? Oh, crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my for loving you.
Patsy Cline and Perry Como. What a combo. Success is all they're dreaming of. How blessed we are with our love. Nick Perito's orchestra. Nice tune, and Sidney Lipman helped write that. Monica Mancini with a tune by her daddy Hank. The music of the stars.
crazy world, full of crazy contradictions like a child. First you drive me wild, and then you win my heart with your wicked art. 1 minute tender, temperamental as a summer storm. Just when I believe your heart's getting warmer, you're cold and you're cruel, and I, like a fool, try to the same old roller coaster ride, but I've got my pride. I won't give in, even though I know I'll never win. Oh, how I
by Leslie Berkus. Great stuff. Patrick Williams arranged that. Nobody better. Henry Mancini. The music of the stars.
I say I'll move the mountains, and I'll move the mountains if she wants them out of the way. Crazy, she calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love, I'd say. I say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire. If she wants it, so will it be. She calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bough, she moves me with a smile. Difficult, I'll do right now. The impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever. If I have to hold up the sky. Crazy, she calls me. Sure, I'm crazy. Crazy in love.
forever, and I mean forever. If I have to hold up the sky, crazy she calls me. Sure I'm crazy, crazy in love. Am I?
Carl Sigman wrote that. It's from Wisconsin. Here's Vic Damone.
I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. Me as long as you wanted, then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself? My love could hold you. I'm crazy for crying and crazy for trying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold.
Vic was almost, well, not that almost, Johnny Fontaine in The Godfather. He said, no. So they got Al Martino. I was talking about Dean Elliott earlier from Madison. A Dean Elliott tune. Tell you more about him. Thank you. Dean Elliott. William Bunt, his real name. Studied at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He wrote a lot of Mr. Magoo stuff. Tom and Jerry. Birthday is May 11, 1917. We lost him on New Year's Eve, 1999. Admitted you enjoyed that. Dean Elliott wrote a lot of Mr. Seuss stuff. I mean Dr. Seuss. Return to the Planet of the Apes, Dean Elliott. Music of the Stars, and good morning to Richland Center, Wisconsin, WRCE.
Like a loon. It must be love. Crazy people like crazy like you, 'cause lovebirds of a feather always flock together. It's an old, old custom of the house that keeps folks from drifting apart. Now that's the reason, baby, that I call you baby. We're each other's counterpart. Crazy people. Crazy people like me go crazy over people like you. Wow. Goofy people. Daffy people like me go crazy over the things you do. Wow. Don't mind if I rave a lot, sweet angel child. It's just a habit I've got. You drive me wild. Crazy people like me go crazy over the people like you. Wow.
All right, Boswell. Dino Martino, Ocean's 11.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head?
Music of the Stars, be right back.
Fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Oh, that sounds painful.
Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better, or I'd be sick. Tell me quick, boy, ain't love a kick. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head.
Look out. Music of the Star. Good morning. I'm Lou Vergani, and the show goes on till noon. Good morning, Eau Claire, WCFW.
Is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A new CBS News poll is out on President Trump's first 100 days. It shows his overall approval rating has dropped 8 points since his inauguration. CBS News Director of Surveys Anthony Salvanto.
Increasingly, Americans think that the administration is putting too much focus on trade and tariffs and not enough on what they see as trade. trying to lower prices.
9 deaths have been reported in Vancouver as a car plowed through a Filipino festival last night. The driver has been taken into custody, though police have not said much about it. Pete Fry is a Vancouver city councillor.
We still don't really know the extent of people who were hurt or killed. Just an ugly, brutal, meaningless, tragic event.
CBS News has learned a man is under arrest over the theft of DHS Secretary Kristi Noem's bag. It was Easter Sunday.